Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost port out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is Bea Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 135 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Hello, it's me, Marcy from the future. Just letting you know, Bede, that this is episode 136. 135 was last week. Carry on.
The number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian and one American. Unfortunately, though, one of the Australians and the Canadian are not on this episode today, since they are out helping with Anastasia for our upcoming wrestling match. So that's why they're not here today. However, I am joined by my other co-host, the most American of the Americans, and that, of course, is the Trash Panda himself, Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you?
What's up, Beat? I'm ready to do this shit. I'm ready to, like, have fun. Fucking, let's do it. Me and you, let's do it.
Definitely. We however, though. Two.
Fuck them.
Definitely. I mean, if they're going to go help Anastasia train for her upcoming, like, wrestling match, then, you know, it's on them. So.
Yeah, it's on them. But, I did, yes. I did bring a special guest with me this week. I brought my buddy Nate with me. Nate, yes. Will you say hello, please?
What up, people?
Yes.
Thank you. I feel very welcomed. We're going to bring an extra dose of America today.
Indeed. It's Australia versus two America.
Two times America.
Exactly. It's Australia versus America.
You don't have a chance.
I don't know.
We
do have terrifying animals here in Australia that could easily take on America.
I got two guns right in the other room.
Well, I guess that could be the clear winner right there. But other than that, though, well, it's nice that you're joining us today. Guns versus drop bears. There we go.
Guns versus koalas. Oh, my God.
No, not the koalas.
Maybe more kangaroos. Yeah, those buff-ass kangaroos where they're, like, beating up motherfuckers.
Exactly. Well, I'm glad you're here, Nate, because you're joining Colin and I on my episode this week. I'm not saying that's another reason why Marcy and Batch decided to skip this episode this week, but I don't think they're going to deny it either. So originally I had one film.
They skipped. You go,
exactly. They skipped. and you're dying, Colin, of coughing.
I know, man. I'm such a little bitch.
Dude, you can't even go one podcast without smoking. That's a little ridiculous, dude.
I can't go one day without smoking.
Well, a day is fine.
Exactly.
Yeah, a day's cool.
Exactly.
But a podcast, I can have fun on podcast. Get out of here, guest. You're a guest.
How dare you enjoy yourself on your own podcast?
Yeah, dick.
Exactly. But anyway,
what movie are we watching?
Indeed. Well, it's my pick this week. And I had a couple of options in mind, but I figured, I might have to wait until Marcy and Batch come back for these ones, because I feel like those are films that they'll enjoy. So I thought for this week's episode, I decided, you know what? You know one filmmaker we haven't done for the podcast yet? Uwe Boll. The filmmaker
I'm the pick for this one.
Indeed.
I'm so excited that I'm here for this.
Yeah. Yeah,
the House of the Dead movie he made is so great.
He's been considered by many as one of the worst directors of all time, and particularly during the 2000s with his many video game adaptations. So for this episode of the show, I decided to pick his 2005 video game film adaptation, Blood Rain, starring Christina Loken as the title character.
Yeah, this is gonna be awesome. This is like I was gonna say this is gonna be awesome because this is like in like the prime of like Underworld and Blade and all those like vampire movies like coming out, and this is just the worst like example of any of those like that you could have picked, and it's so great.
Exactly. And also, I could be wrong, but I need to confirm this. I'll have to look back over the episodes. I believe this is one of our first vampire films as well, because we haven't really done a vampire film so far for this show. At least to my knowledge, I could be completely wrong.
Since I've been on, we haven't done a vampire movie.
Yeah, well, I think it's about time we're due for a vampire film, and why not get one from Uwe Boll? So,
yeah.
So,
as a bloodsucker myself, I'm excited to be here.
Damn straight you are. But before we get to the movie itself, we've got to lay down the ground rules as per usual for our audience out there. What you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Blood Rain, and if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. However, if it's not, you can easily get yourself a VPN and you can switch your countries around and be able to watch it that way, or watch it on DVD, Blu-ray, or other streaming services. I'll count us down from 5, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service and they do play ads on occasion, so when an ad pops up, Colin will let out this sound effect, meow. And then once the ad is finished, he'll let out the sound effect again, and then that way you can restart the film, but we'll also make sure to do a timestamp as well. However, though, if you're not interested in watching Blood Rain, first of all, I can't blame you. I'm pretty sure this episode will still be a fun listen to regardless. So, Colin, Nate, are you ready to have a bit of raging bowl with Blood Rain?
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
All righty, let's do this. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Here we go. Now, guys, have you played the Blood Rain video game in which this movie is based on?
No.
I think I played it at a buddy's house back in probably like 2005, but I remember very nothing of it.
Mm.
There's another game around that time called Dark Watch, and I played that more. It was like a first-person shooter vampire game.
Yeah. Might just turn it down just a tad. I haven't played the game
intro,
myself.
It's sick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you played it?
No, I haven't played it myself, but I do... No, I haven't, actually, so... This movie's got Michael Madsen, Matt Davis, and also a bunch... this movie's got a stacked cast. I don't know how Uwe Boll managed to get so many people to be in this movie.
If I'm not mistaken, this is one of his earlier ones.
You were saying
this is, like, before he got, like, the rep, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, House of the Dead, I believe, was already under his belt, but I think... Oh, Meatloaf's in this movie. I forgot he was in this movie.
Meatloaf Hell yeah, Meatloaf. Let's fucking go, bro.
And Ben Kingsley.
Start isn't bad. Like, all the artwork is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got me hard. I really liked that.
But I think you're right, Nate. I think in terms of, like, he probably developed all these video games. Oh, Billy Zane's in this movie. Yeah. Yes! And Michelle Rodriguez.
Yes, and Michelle Rodriguez.
It is star-studded. Holy shit.
Oh, you think this movie stars... Yeah. I mean, if you think this movie star-studded, you should see, like, In the Name of the King, a Dungeon Siege tale. Now, that movie is stacked with an all-star cast. But I think you're right, though.
I just watched a movie that was all-star casted, and it was so bad. I forgot who it was.
But I think you're right, though, Nate. I think this is, like, before he had that kind of reputation, because I think he had House of the Dead under his belt. Then I think he already had Alone in the Dark, this film, and In the Name of the King pretty much developed around the same time and being worked on before, just after House of the Dead came out. So I can see why a lot of actors would have just started his films without knowing what type of quality they're in for.
Yeah, by the time he made a sequel to this one, people probably knew.
Oh, yeah. Like, the two sequels that... look at Michael Madsen's hair. All right, I think we already have our best hair contenders for this film.
It looks so bad. What the fuck was his hair?
I don't know. That is Tommy Wiseau hair. And this
spent all his money on Tommy the set. Hair. They spent all this money on the set, but no money on the haircuts.
Exactly. That is Tommy Wiseau hair that Michael Madsen has on his head.
It straight up is.
Oh, hi, bartender. Do you know where the vampires are?
Look at this.
But here's the interesting thing. This movie is written by Genevieve Turner, who's an actress, but she's also co-wrote American Psycho.
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, like, she was interviewed for this documentary I watched years back called Tales from the Script, where she talked about working on this film. And essentially, like, Uwe Boll just, like, yelled at her and stuff like that. She wrote a first draft, sent it to Uwe Boll, and he was like, "The script is perfect. We go into production tomorrow." And literally, it was the first draft of the script they shot. But he also changed it throughout shooting, and she did say that only 20% of her script made it into the final film.
I like how that one you were talking about, that there was just like the most mild death ever in like all the movies. Like, it just stabbed him in the heart, just burst into fucking dust, and party goes on.
Now how did you know if he was a vampire or not? Like, what?
Oh yeah, well, he had the mirror.
You're just like, stay.
Well, luckily they had the little mirror then. Yeah,
I didn't even know. I didn't even notice.
Yeah, he didn't see him in the mirror. They went, "What's up?" What's he talking about?
Well, I think this is basically a world where everyone knows that vampires exist. So if one does get killed, everyone's like, "Eh."
Yeah, why not?
Billy Zane.
Oh, that's not Billy Zane.
Oh, it's not.
He comes later. Believe me, his wig is pretty epic.
She's a witch. It's fucking Rikishi. Or Roman Reigns.
Kind of looks like Roman Reigns.
Kind of looks like The Rock. One of the Usos, maybe?
Oh!
No! They were slitting its throat. They were just chopping its head off.
Anyone want some lamb chops?
She'll like watch a vampire die, no problem. But like, as soon as you start killing a lamb.
Yep, exactly. Christina Logan. This was around the time Christina Loken, she was just in Terminator 3 as the villain, and I think they were going to position her as the next big star, but this film pretty much killed her career very quickly.
Oh yeah.
I just made a really bad joke in my head and I want to say it, but it's so evil.
Well, now you have to say it.
When she drank that blood, she got her red wings.
Oh. Wah, wah, wah. I can't do
this. So she's just a carny attraction, is what I'm gathering from this?
Essentially, yeah. Yeah, in this movie, she is a carny attraction.
Mersh, come here and do the noise.
Hey! We built this city into a song about toilets?
Don't do anything for money. Dude, it's Jefferson Starship. They need money.
Well, that is true. To video chat with experts for only $25. Let's think it's either Jefferson Starship or Jefferson Airplane or just Starship. It's confusing what name they go under these days. They change it more times than P. Diddy. But we can't talk about P. Diddy anymore.
My child will never play Candy Crush. Did that mom just give that kid like acid to go to sleep? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, took a half hit of acid before you went to bed. What the fuck?
Colin, don't you experience this when you go to bed and play Candy Crush? And we're back at how long do you think 6 minutes and 28 seconds.
Air.
Why? You know, I just heard a rah.
Are we getting some lesbian action now?
I hope so. He's a sailor. I told you, Red Wings.
Well, she does have red hair. That's why she's called Blood Red.
Yeah, she's Smoke Show.
Oh, she's totally into it.
Yeah, she's smiling like she wants to fuck.
Yeah.
Here, let me give you the keys.
Gave a little kiss before that, too?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, at CGI Castle.
Oh, yeah, I know. Like, some of the effects are really good, and then some are like, ugh.
Yeah. Now we're about to see the most amazing performance in the film with Ben Kingsley, who literally looks like he's reading off cue cards. That's what his performance is like. How does the knife find me? I have some
disconcerting news. Out with it. There was an incident. he is reading off a cue card.
He looks so bored.
What the fuck is this movie? Stop. Get out of here.
I'm Ben Kingsley. I was just knighted like a few years ago and I was nominated for an Oscar 2 years prior to this film. What am I doing?
Dude, he's having visions of struggle cuddles. My
fingers. I know. He poses
a threat to my plans. Why is he having these flashbacks looking at this dude, though?
Well, they're talking about Rain. So, because he is Rain's father. Because she's what they call a Dumphia. Half human, half vampire.
Blade.
Oh, yeah, muggle?
Essentially. Essentially, yes.
Half breed.
Yeah, you half. What they call him in a mudblood. I so want to call people mudblood so bad. I feel like you mudblood. Oh no.
We're getting a flashback to something that happened like a few minutes ago.
I know, it's weird.
But then again, this is Uwe Boll. Already confused by the people. Oh yeah, like Uwe Boll.
I guess she is with that chick.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, now he's drunk though. He's going to try to get some.
He's going to cuddle Rain. It's a struggle cuddle or a tendon struggle cuddle.
Struggle cuddle.
Oh, I need a drink. Oh, take that. Uh-oh. Oh no, she's got the thirst for blood.
Yes. You could say she's blood rained.
I hope the sound effect works. Let me see. Where is it?
Ooh.
Yeah, she's on rampage. Now she just.
Yeah, she's just rampaging.
Okay, I'm into this.
But pretty much she just killed everyone at this circus.
Yeah.
Whoa!
That was actually a pretty cool effect.
That's the thing, from what I remember, like, if she ever gets even the slightest bit of blood, she goes on a full-blown rampage and kills everything in her path.
Yeah, it's probably like a rampage mode in the video game, I imagine. That early 2000s had that a lot, where it had like a berserk bar or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Now I'm just hearing that.
Dagon is building an army of Skrulls, and we're on our way to a carnival. Am I the only
Skrulls? Not the Skrulls.
How come we have American accents and we're meant to be European? Brimstone is a
shadow. It is like blatantly like, ah, we're getting them thralls. They're building an army of thralls there.
Michael Madsen's voice just like, whatever. He doesn't, this gruff ass voice. He just doesn't care.
Exactly. Like, pretty Mr. much Muller like, over here. Pretty much most of the cast of this film clearly don't care that they're in this movie. This is an easy paycheck for everyone involved.
Oh, yes.
And you know what? I can't blame them. You get a holiday in Europe. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to look up trivia on this movie.
Hot.
Oh, no, all the freaks. Ew.
Not the freaks. The Siamese twins were hot. This is the work of
a young vampire. A young hot vampire.
That one just had, like, Down syndrome.
Flashbacks to... to an event that they had not experienced.
Ago.
Yeah, well, that and also they never experienced it themselves. Oh.
Oh. Michelle Rodriguez is like, I'll eat that later. Don't burn. Why
Michelle
are you
Rodriguez.
Oh, vampires.
Oh, it's that girl. She was bitten. Vladimir
Sebastian. Oh, no. She's
well,
hot.
Yeah, remember she was into her.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, she bit her and saved her. She went down on her and everything.
Uh-oh.
They just didn't show you.
She's just going to
turn
into a vampire.
That's why all the red spots are all over her neck, you know? She went down on her first.
Yeah.
Rain, take my sword. Oh! I'll take your sword and I'll make out with you.
I'll take your sword and your virginity. Mersh, get out of here.
She got the swords. Even remember
what happened. She did.
Vampire, and you don't. She's got to turn to a vampire. They don't kill her. Please,
she didn't don't kill her. Not a vampire. Mersh.
I gave her when it happened. Mersh just wants to see the movie. She is my
friend. You can watch the movie.
Oh, she's dead.
Not a chance.
Only I will star in the... No, you can't star in the Fast and Furious movies. I will.
I got you.
We only paid you for one day of filming.
And it was $10. Look at his mullet.
Ow, Mersh. Shit, Mersh, come on, baby.
I'm reading up trivia on this movie, and one of it is Michael Madsen called this movie an abomination, a horrifying and preposterous movie, but added that he enjoyed working with director Uwe Boll and would certainly work with him again if asked. Speaking of wigs, here's Billy Zane's.
God fucking damn it.
Dude, he looks so good.
Look at that wig. It's not even stylized.
Doesn't even fit his head.
Exactly. And mind you, he's meant to be the father of Michelle Rodriguez's character. I
beseech you now. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, but is he a vampire too? Or
I think he is, like, or at least a semi-vampire. Weakened
Brimstone Society. Oh, okay. Then there you go. That's why he doesn't look older.
Yeah. Mm. Mudblood.
Yeah. Artifacts. That is the worst wig I've
fucking
ever seen in a movie. It literally doesn't fit his head.
I'll watch Michelle Rodriguez ride a horse all day. You and I are
the only ones who know. Well, Michelle Rodriguez case, to ride me.
In this movie, she's not the Fast and Furious. She's on the Fast and Hairiest with the horse.
Oh, let's go. Let's go. Rewind this part. Rewind this part.
I'm sure they'll do another one. He's thinking about his daughter quite a bit for some fucking reason.
Yeah,
he's thinking about the way she rides a horse.
It's Bolt. He's gonna just reuse the footage anyway. Stop. Argument, master.
Roche, you're knocking down lamps and shit.
Here's another bit of trivia. According to Uwe Boll, Michael Madsen was frequently drunk throughout the production. And to be honest, I can't blame him.
100%. I'd be drunk every day if I had to be on this movie.
Actually, you know what we should do? Play a game, and whenever Michael Madsen's on screen, we got to determine on how drunk he is out of 10.
That's a fucking really good game.
Oh, more vampires. Well,
it's funny. It wasn't the Mario movie. Mario, he's like drunk the whole time in the 80s one, so...
Oh, yeah, well, a thing
for video game movies.
Yeah, I think, Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo were drunk off their tits on the Super Mario Brothers movie.
So I think when you just do movies that suck, you just kind of get drunk to get through it.
Is Mario Brothers on Tubi?
Don't think it is, no. Shit. Keep away
from us. Damn, that was so hot. Come on, Mersh.
Yeah, I swear he made this movie just because he had like a lesbian vampire fetish.
I wouldn't be surprised.
This movie just jumps the fuck around.
Oh, yeah.
It's a video game.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm sorry that
we had to leave him there. We had to leave.
I thought this game took place mostly in a castle, like a Castlevania type deal.
Well, the thing is, though, the original game, from what I've read, is actually set during World War II, and it's her going around killing Nazis. That's the idea of the first game. However, Uwe Boll had this weird.
Why did he make that?
Well, the thing is, though, Uwe Boll had this weird thing, like when he made a video game movie, he made it as a prequel to the games, like House of the Dead. Like the original game of that is set at a castle, but it's set on an island in the movie. And this is basically the same thing. However, though, he wouldn't finally get to Nazi Germany in this series until the third Blood Rain film.
Wait, how many Blood Rains are there?
There's three, and he directed all three of them.
There's three of these movies? That's tight. Yeah. Why are we watching?
I knew there was two. I didn't know there was three.
Yeah, there was the second one set in the American West, while the third film is set in World War II.
So is this movie just straight up about lesbian vampires? Like, come on.
Yeah, have you been watching
this fucking movie? Yes, I love it.
All we've seen is lesbians and vampires.
Oh. When she's and just Michael like, Madsen. Yeah, right there, baby. Oh, yeah, and Michael Madsen. And Billy Zane.
Those are the only
drunk.
Three things in the movie.
Mind you, she's meant to be our hero, and she's just like sucking blood from people left and right.
Yeah. Just left and right.
I mean, she needs to.
I know that.
She needs
she was drinking blood, lamb right? blood fine at the beginning.
I see a journey. Yeah, why is she just murking people? Couldn't she just kill animals? Just kill a puppy or something and drink their blood. Like, that's fine. That should give you forever life.
Well, actually, you know what? That's a good point, because remember, she drank sheep's blood and she...
In the video game, you kill a puppy. In the video game, you kill a puppy. It's like a million extra lives. You drink the puppy's blood and it's a million
Crash Bandicoot number two, if you beat the polar bear enough time, the baby polar bear, it'll give you like 20 extra lives.
Yeah,
because you're beating your kids. Oh, God.
Well, speaking of
growing up in that time period.
Well, here's an interesting factoid. This actress, who Chrisanna Loken's talking to right now, this is Geraldine Chaplin. She's the daughter of Charlie Chaplin. He killed my
mother. Oh shit!
No shit, that's tight.
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter, make like her dad, and be quiet.
Yeah, her dad and her daughter is Una Chaplin, who was on Game of Thrones.
Oh shit!
Yeah, she was.
Who was she in Game of Thrones?
She played Robb Stark's wife, who did not survive the Red Wedding.
Oh, that was her. The hot one! Oh my god, that's Charlie Chapman's granddaughter.
Yep.
Well. Damn. I mean, Robb Stark shouldn't have married her ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, he had a choice.
That's kind of...
It's kind of his fault, bro.
Well, yeah. I mean, he was meant to marry somebody from another, from the Freys. He did it, and then they decided to kill him.
Yep. Dumbass. He fucked up. He would have the Riverlands.
Exactly.
Why do you tell me this?
Mercer's is hearing all the Game of Thrones talk.
They say, nah, she's in it for the vampire lesbians.
Be careful, my child. The eye. Mercer just wants to see some pussy on screen. The
talisman holds. Mercer, don't make me fucking spray you and get your pussy wet. Sorry, B. This is like my one chance to be kind of offensive on this podcast because Marcy's not here to judge me.
Well, you know, I can judge you too, so just be careful.
That is true. I forgot about that.
I will allow that joke. Speaking of pussy, there goes one now on screen.
Hell yeah.
And a big fat pair of horse balls, if you missed that.
No.
Oh, wait, no. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yep. look at the size of those.
Oh,
horse
that
balls.
Menacing.
Oh, Ad. Yep, it's 22 minutes and 9 seconds.
Okay, Kat. This is enough.
This ad basically is I'm like we haven't left merch. The movie.
It's crazy how much and how little has happened already.
Yeah, exactly. Essentially, it's your normal Uwe Boll film. Fine. Get approved or get $50 on our karma guarantee. Oh, and we're back. That was a quick ad, too. Yeah, at 22:40. The fortune teller had a visitor. This dumb fear. Oh, here you go, Mr. Kingsley. Here are your cue cards. She can lead us to it. I highly doubt that her intent
is to deliver it to our long-lost father. Kill her. Bro, he is just phoning it in.
He's just literally sitting there going, okay, we must fight Raid. We have to fight my daughter. We have to destroy her. That's literally what he's doing in this movie. He is so stone-faced. So many horses.
You know, I'll give it that. At least they're using real horses.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of curious, like, what the budget of this film was, because I know, like, after House of the Dead, Uwe Boll, like, he started working with bigger budgets, and the budget of this film was $25 billion, and it only made $3.7 billion at the box office.
That's wild.
Wow. Mm. Wild. And it's got two sequels.
Yeah, but they went straight to video.
3 out of 10 on IMDb.
Yes. Oh, Uwe Boll. Personally, okay. I love Uwe Boll. He just is a riot when you kind of watch him in interviews because he, like, is just hilarious. And I got to watch his documentary they made about him years ago called Raging Boll, where it's just basically the doco of him going fighting a bunch of film critics in a boxing match.
No.
That sounds awesome.
But the thing is, though...
I'll get that from the multiverse.
I think it's on Tubi, so you can watch it there. But I think what's interesting, though, is, like, the film critics are like, all right, I'll take Uwe Boll, but they don't realize is that Uwe Boll is actually an champion amateur boxer. Oh, and my door's ringing. Give me 1 second.
Be right back.
Continue talking.
This unprofessional Australian.
Oh, it's all good, man. America's coming to take over.
That's right. Would she go to her dad's house? Oh, wait, that's not her dad. That's like grandpa.
Yeah, it's a priest, dude. It's a father.
Oh,
right?
Oh, it's a father.
Exactly.
Damn, look at that titty shot. Like, what is... You know that's all he's about in this movie.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, and In the Name of the King had a budget of $60 billion and only made $13.3 million at the box office.
Where did she get that awesome crossbow.
She got it from that girl that she bit.
Yeah, it's like the sword crossbow thing.
Hmm. You don't care.
This guy's like, I'm ready to watch. He's got his drink in his hand and everything. Oh, I thought he had a drink in his hand.
That's the legendary Yudo Kia. And he's a legend. I went to spy on those titties.
100%.
And also, I'm pretty sure, in medieval times, I think so. Like, I'm pretty sure in medieval times, nobody dressed up like Blood Rain. I mean, Rain does in this movie.
Yeah, no, she's dressed like a Hot Topic chick from 2004.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, she's wearing a suit vest. Like a vest for a suit.
This dude looks like... This ogre-looking guy looks like Baron Harkonnen from the new Dune movie.
Oh.
Ah!
Oh.
Ah!
The fucking hammer's so stupid-looking.
And I love the fact that all the poles, when the hammer hits it, it's obvious like it's styrofoam bricks.
I swear it had a little boing to every movie makes. Like,
oh,
yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Give me that shit.
I need it.
Oh, my work here is
last
done.
Last shot. Little second one. Nice.
I missed it.
And by the way, in the sequels, Christina Loken didn't play Raid in the sequels. It was a different actress who played her.
Don't worry, my pick's gonna be number two.
Whoa!
Oh my god, oh, ew, CGI, oh.
Where did they organize a trap like that?
I mean, it's all on the wall.
Well, you gotta time it like a video game, dude.
Yeah, it's literally this is the like video game section of the movie.
Oh.
Indiana Jones. Like,
holy shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no!
It's like, nah, the buzzsaws were like, nah, we could kill it easily, but you know what? Let's just drown them instead when they take it.
Right.
Well, if you remember, the vampires are hurt by water in this world.
That's right.
Water hurts the vampires.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, lucky remember at the beginning, they were like putting her hand in the water and shit?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, they're D&D vampires.
Yeah. Although, I gotta say, though, like, it did show a shot of her foot starting to simmer, but it was her shoe that simmered, not her skin.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Just get rubber shoes.
Exactly.
The fuck?
I have no idea what's going on in this movie, and I've seen this movie before.
But now she's okay. What?
Oh,
she put an eye in or something.
I think it takes away.
She scared herself.
You know what? I'm going to look this up because I'm confused what this eye does.
I mean, maybe it's like a godly power or something. I don't know.
A priest with a power gun. Of the church. Let's go.
All right, we'll take you to Hot Topic to get new outfit.
What's up, shitty Robert Downey Jr.?
You're not one of Cadence, are you?
No.
Oh, hey, it's that other guy from Game of Thrones. I must
leave now. You don't care. Sorry, you cannot leave. You don't care is a legend. He's one of those actors who appears in every genre film, and he always understands the assignment, regardless of the quality.
Yeah, he did give an intensity to his performance right now, like that no one else has.
Oh yeah. And he's been in so many vampire films. Like, he was Dracula in a film called Blood for Dracula. He was in Blade and also Shadow of the
Vampire. Yeah, he was in Blade. I reckon.
Yeah.
Was it Blade 2 that he was in?
The first one he was. He was part of the vampire. Okay. Yeah, he was part of the vampire council in the first film. His body was
quickly dismembered. There you go.
Oh, now I remember. Okay. I think the heart that they have is her dad's heart, I think. Powerful
enough to control the world. Yeah, he's explaining it right now.
Yeah. My mission is my own and not of evil. Also, by the way, Father, my eyes are up here. I'm sorry, I've made my choice.
I'm Demphia. So they say I had to abstain from a touch and not a look.
How was it to know about me? Yes,
let me see them titties. Child.
His bloodline is strong enough to produce one. He is our biggest threat. He has an army of thralls. Humans.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. Did somebody say titties? Hello, everybody. It's me, Tamario Gostolini.
Oh, shit. Tamario. What's up, bro? You don't know Nate. Nate.
Well, hello, Nate.
Gostolini.
Hello there, Nate.
Racist Italian.
I am not a racist. I'm a proper Italian.
Wait, hold on.
And
we have an ad.
It's 3141. And look at that girl's hair.
It's for credit karma.
But anyways, though, I am here because...
credit karma.
I am here because you were talking about the booby, so I thought to come and see some boobalini. Home loans and everything in
between. Intuit credit card. Oh, boobalini. Yes, it's a me, a titio.
Oh, look, it's the tomatoes. I need a create... It's all Italian food on this ad.
That's not Italian food. That's gonna give you diarrhea.
You know why I call it? Because I put ectoplasm in it. That's my special sauce.
Oh, look at that ectoplasm you just put all over that salad, bro. Get it down, Mersh.
And that is why my Olive Garden is very popular, because of my ectoplasm. And we're back at the 3145.
You're gonna start selling that dressing, son.
Oh, yeah, I put my dressing in a couple of jars, and as I'm working on my new album, it's going to be sold with the album, so you'll get a bottle of my ectoplasm for your dressing.
Bro, that's a hard, like, exclusive. I'm excited about that. Is that how
Oh, yes, Louis Lasser is working on it, so you'll have to stay cool for it when the album comes out. But anyways, though... I got to get going because I got some more ectoplasm to make, so I'll see you all later. Bye. Boobali.
Boobie.
What an interesting guy that guy was.
I love it.
What?
I love it. Damn.
Oh my god, the sound effects are fucking me up.
That dude didn't see it coming.
Neither did that guy. That's unnecessary. Why do they need to do
that? That was a close shave.
Fuck him up in it.
This movie is literally making it blood rain.
I can't even.
And Marcy's not here, so they can't play the sound effect, so I can make as many bad jokes as I like.
I know, I've been doing it the entire episode.
That's not how you meant to swallow your sword.
I'm the main character,
motherfucker. All right, he's about a 6 out of 10 drunk. Look at him wobbling while he's walking. He's about a 6 out of 10.
He's about a 6
out
of 10.
Using a bow and arrow that fast. The Hawkeye bullshit, dude. I love it.
Colin, you know, what? I figured out a connection from this movie and our last movie, Beer Fest.
Where's the eye? Okay.
Since we know, let's just say Michael Madsen's character, since he is drunk throughout this whole movie, he literally was at the Beer Fest competition, got really drunk, and then he was like, oh, I better get back to work working as a vampire. So, a vampire hunter. So, that's literally like where he went after the beer fest, is to come on this mission.
God, that connection's so good.
Yes.
Dude, where's her tiny ass going?
I'll
do you one better. This is actually a prequel to Beer Fest.
That dude had the split. Sometimes violence is a bit excessive. Like, literally, they had a dude back there. They were chopping him in half, and I think he was pretty dead from the looks of it.
I know. Unnecessary. Yeah.
Bah.
Oh, shit.
Old Steel, I want to give you all haircuts.
Michael Madsen.
Oh, shit. Keep a lookout for bull haircuts. Yeah. We need that. Now remember, Carl, got to keep a lookout for bowl haircuts in this movie.
Can't trust a bald man.
He's taking her to Kagan's. You must go back to Brimstone.
Kagan's.
I know these guys are like priests, but this was a bit excessive. Slash, slash, slash.
Michael Madsen's drunk.
He's so drunk.
Yeah, and this, we were going to go 1 out of 10, I think a good 7 in this one.
Yeah, he's a 7
in that.
He's
pretty pissed off. Like, he seemed pretty pissed off to be there.
God damn.
Yeah, the tit shots are pretty nice in this movie. I'll give it that.
Pretty nice, dude. I'll give this a fucking 8 out of 10 titty shot.
Oh, do you have the new cue cards?
Follow me.
Don't be afraid.
He's at least portraying that he's like thirsty or hungry or whatever.
She's holding the cue cards. She's
exactly. He's looking down on the ground, looking for the cue cards. Okay, what's my line? It literally is the worst and the most amazing performance I've ever seen from Ben Kingsley. Because he is not hiding the fact that he is bored out of his mind. It's amazing.
I think they got him for like 2 or 3 different days.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised they got Ben Kingsley for like 2 days and shot all of his scenes. Same with Billy Zane, because literally I think they shot all of his scenes like in a few days too.
I know you're mad because I fucking sprayed you. You shouldn't be on the desk.
Leonid's lair. He's about at least 8 here.
Now that she has the eye, we must capture her. Oh yeah, he's wasted.
Yeah. he was drinking.
He felt like a 10.
Yeah, he literally came from Beer Fest. Oh, hello. Booby Fair. And it's Meatloaf with another astonishing wig.
Oh hell yeah, dude.
Dude, hell yeah, Meatloaf. Don't stare.
Why do you come here and wig? This movie is full of award-winning wigs. She's literally a beer kegger. And he is too. They're all vampires.
That's fun. Yeah, I got that.
All right, Michael Madsen. Let's see.
I think even Meatloaf is really drunk in this scene too.
He looks drunk. Get down.
He's just having a good time, dude. He's just playing with titties, drinking some wine.
But here's the interesting thing: the
he is a rock star.
The half-naked sex workers in the scene with Meatloaf are real Romanian sex workers.
That's awesome.
Are they?
Yeah, because it says here, at the Stockholm International Film Festival, director Uwe Boll said that sex workers are cheaper to hire than actresses.
You're damn right they are.
Hell.
And I don't think Meatloaf's complaining about this either. Exactly.
Yeah, he got real into grabbing that lady's titty.
Mm.
He's about to get right into her, takes.
He's just grabbing a titty for 6 days. Just switching.
I don't think it's right, guys. I don't think it's right. Let's do another angle.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on.
I'm going to grab the left one this time.
We didn't get a really good angle.
Take this woman. She's got smaller tits than I do. Because what was his character in Fight Club? What was his name again into Fight Club?
Bob,
yeah. Big Boo Bob. Damn, vampires having an orgy. A blood orgy.
Hell yeah, blood orgy.
We've gone from beer fest to blood fest.
Hell yeah, dude. Are they just walking in? Apparently. Just like,
well, they just wandered into the vampire version of blood from beer fest. That's what's going on in this scene.
Vampires really they're
just making out. Yeah.
One noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, one of them. Oh shit! Give it
to me. Very soon you're gonna wear my wig.
Very soon.
Oh!
Oh! Mike Tyson in his ass.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
That blood ring, that's not how you're supposed to bite them ears.
So
fuck yeah, at least Meatloaf's giving it his all.
Oh, yeah. Meatloaf's having way too much fun in this movie. Oh, Michael Madsen's at least 11 there. He's 11. He's off the Richter scale in terms of...
Oh, dude, did you see that? Like,
yeah, I did.
Did you see that face? Oh, he could barely get up. Did you see that? He almost fell over. Oh.
So, we meet again.
He's hammered.
This is probably the greatest throwdown sword... This is like this movie's Darth Vader versus Obi-Wan in Star Wars.
What are you talking about? Like, who cares about these schmoes? Cut on back. Dude. Where's the sword fight? There we go.
Yeah.
See, here's what I don't get. If you're a vampire and you have like this big mini castle or house, why would you have windows?
Yeah.
See, that's stupid. It's all their fault.
Well, I like airflow.
No.
I'll be a vampire. You know, I like a little breeze, you know?
No, yeah. Meatloaf's dead. We can take the sex workers down.
I mean, at least have blinds or shades or something. Like, he was just able to fucking break that window and you're dead. Like, at least fucking shade it up.
He seemed like a pretty affluent vampire. He could have afforded some shades or something.
Right?
Now,
I mean, he seemed like he liked to party. I don't understand why they killed his ass.
Because they needed her. They want to stare at her tits. I've been
hunting vampires. True.
Oh, he's about a 9.
All right, he just, he's at a 12 there because he doesn't have to do anything.
He's like, got that rope holding him up so he doesn't fall over.
Yeah. Crossing the water would kill her. No, slurs words.
Oh, he's 12. He's on the verge of 13 right now.
He just pointed at her tits. He's like, look at this.
Holding himself
this
up
is why we
rope.
Kept it. I know.
Oh, dude.
He had to change position.
We're at an ad. It is 43 minutes and 45 seconds. Dog.
sorry I keep coughing, but sick for a week and I keep smoking and shit.
Oh, that's all right.
It's all right, dude. Although, I'm sick too. My kids are sick. Everybody's sick.
That might be eating.
Trying to do less.
Hell yeah. I can't wait till they legalize gambling in Missouri.
Marcus Rogers made a contract with himself. I will never again work for another man or woman.
Ted Danson?
Especially Todd.
I lay down he's on my death list here.
Is he on a Peloton?
I mean, he's on a fake bike for sure. He's not really riding a bike.
Oh yeah, he's probably like riding a Peloton, but they just CGI'd him on an actual real bike.
Yeah, just like this guy. He's not really flying. Those birds aren't doing shit.
And we're back at 43:50. She must be brought to me alive. Now, according to the trivia, when asked in 2007 in an interview with Time magazine why an actor of his career and reputation would accept a role in this movie, Sir Big Ben Kingsley answered, "To be honest, I've always wanted to play a vampire with the teeth and the long black cape. Let's just say that my motives were somewhat immature for doing it."
I mean, like, I just want to be Dracula, dude. What?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's an easy paycheck. I get to play a vampire. I barely have to even, like, look at my lines and read off cue cards, and I'm ready to go.
I think it
actually makes more sense for what he's doing.
Mm.
It makes sense why he's doing what he's doing. Because, yeah, he just wants to be this badass vampire. He probably thinks he's going to look so badass. But the cinematography is doing him no justice here. Like,
oh, yeah.
No, he just looks confused.
He does. I mean... Ben Kingsley can be intense and scary as shit. Like, you only have to watch something like Sexy Beast on how intense of a performance he can give. But he's just like, hello there. I'm Ben Kingsley. I'm a vampire.
Bro, one of my favorite movies that I'll never watch again is House of Sand and Fog.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That movie fucked me up. Like, that movie's so good. His performance in that movie was insane.
Oh, yeah. And the funny thing is, he did that movie and basically went straight into this movie.
I don't trust her. All right, how wasted is he? To
bring Kagan to ruin. I think he's good right now. He's chilling.
I think he's around about a 4 here. I think he's a little bit sober.
Yeah, he's just... front of my own eyes. He's functioning. You know?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, more flashbacks.
Yeah, movie
loves its flashbacks.
Earlier. I mean,
it's like a bad anime.
Look at that cleavage. Like, is that really necessary with that child?
Yes. It's benefit of the audience, Colin.
It's really slow the motion. Only reason I haven't told you to turn it off, you know? Like
right.
There's not many redeeming qualities of it, but
no.
The titties are for sure it.
These weird camera angles. there's no specific reason for any of Uwe Boll's filmmaking choices. He just did it because it looked cool. No.
Yeah.
Or he thought it looked cool.
It's like if a 13-year-old was given a camera.
Exactly.
Right. This looks like a film school fucking movie with a stacked ass cast.
Are you looking at my wig?
It's like a stupid film.
His hair with that wig looks like mine. It's like all the way up here with the forehead.
He looks like fucking. It's like, God damn it. The wig in Hunchback of Notre Dame, Frodo.
Yep.
Or fucking, Frollo, yeah. Like, oh my God, what is that movie? It's a Disney movie. I'm thinking.
Oh,
about,
yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking of it right now.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
You know,
you just said.
Is it that one?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's Frollo. Hellfire. All that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's such dude. Okay. Do you count Disney movies as musicals?
Yes.
Those ones are musicals. They're specifically written as musicals.
Thank you.
The Renaissance era specifically. Lilo, but there's other ones that aren't. Like Lilo and Stitch isn't a musical.
Right. But most Disney movies are musical.
Especially that time period, the Renaissance. Everyone besides Tarzan's a musical.
Hmm. But they kind of did something different. Down
Tarzan under is not lofty. Musical?
No, I mean, Tarzan is
you don't count.
Music. Yeah.
They only have one song that progresses the story. Every other song is Phil Collins singing in the background.
Mm. If you
wish, you're welcome to stay. Yeah, there's only one song where they all like get together.
But that soundtrack was fire, though.
Oh, yeah, it's still fire. I'm not arguing that. But it's not a musical. They're not like they don't have like the giraffe singing it or whatever. It's just Phil Collins music to bring more emotion to each scene.
True. All right, I think Michael Madsen was at least a 9 back there when he unchained Rain. Yes, Catherine.
What lies ahead? Will you be opening up the gates to the thralls?
That's ridiculous.
I am loyal to you, Vladimir.
You look so sexy.
Pretty good.
Your newfound you look so sexy, Michelle Rodriguez. In the event of battle.
So how's your sex life?
Michael Batson played Tommy Wiseau in the Disaster Artist. Why don't we get a drink now while the scene's still going? I like how they're training Rain, even though she knows how to fight.
But she needs to learn their way of fighting.
Yeah, because they're part of the Brimstone Society.
Not the Belmonts.
Exactly. Also, Rain, if you want to join us, if you want to join the Brimstone Society, you've got to have weird hair like us.
Don't take away her hot hair.
Exactly. It's the best part of her. I mean, everyone's hair is...
two things. That's two arguments against you.
Okay, well, you know what I mean. But in terms of like everyone else's hair in the movie, at least Rain's hair looks normal compared to everyone else.
Yeah, well, she's the only one who's allowed to shop at a contemporary store, all right? Everybody else has to like go with medieval outfits. She can go to Spencer's or Hot Topic and get whatever she needs.
Exactly.
Bro, she's fucking ready, dude. You can check your privilege.
I'm ready for this to be over. So I'm going
to bed. Hey, you wanted to spend all way too long.
Hey, you wanted to record tonight. Don't blame me.
Oh no, no. That was a masturbation joke. It just didn't hit, I guess. Wah 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 wah.
Did somebody say masturbation? Hello everybody, it's me, Toby.
Oh, Toby.
I heard someone say masturbation and I had to come. And literally, I mean, I have to come because, you know, it's ectoplasm and stuff.
I mean, Toby. Oh, ow. Little Caesar
slices and sticks. Oh, 51:19. Pepperoni pizza is the world's greatest. Ah, pepperoni pizza. I better get my ectoplasm on that pizza for the extra sauce.
Yeah, Toby, I can't believe you haven't come in way sooner with this, with these titty shots, bro. You let Ghost come out before you.
How dare you? I mean, to be fair, I followed my best friend. I was in the corner watching all this unfold the entire time.
Oh, sorry.
And we're back at 51:26. Prepared some clothing. I hope they're to your liking. But yes, there's a lot of cleavage in this movie, and also midriff, which I also like.
Ever since I got here.
Oh, yeah.
That persists in my head.
I'm sure there's some... But anyway, so I bet...
They gave her...
Hot topic. But anyway, so I better get back to the corner of the room so I can sit back and just peek on cleavage all night, so I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Joy.
My father. That was my best friend. I love him.
Yeah, I could feel the connection. I don't want to step in.
Yeah. Especially what fine, you don't want to step in what Toby leaves behind on occasion on this show.
Right. Who's up?
Daddy, well, by the end of this one, I'm sure there'll be a lot.
Daddy, are you talking about masturbation out there?
Oh shit, yeah, I shouldn't be doing that.
Are you talking to that ghost friend of yours again?
Uh oh. Looks like he disappeared into the void.
I missed it.
Oh, I missed.
This must have been the easiest job sleeping? Of all time. But no, he's sleeping in his performance.
He's taking a little napperino? Yeah. Yeah, he's taking tired. A straight up nap right now. What are you talking about?
Wait, actually,
wait, what?
Oh, he wasn't even acting there. He was like, and Uwe Boll was like, quick, hit the camera. We'll shoot him while he's asleep. But he woke up. We'll put it in the movie. Writing the next cue. Hey, are you busy writing cue cards for Ben Kingsley?
They just leave that unlocked.
I'm hungry.
Oh.
Hey, baby. Mr. Mullet's getting it on, bro.
I refuse.
Damn. He's like, I can't. You're a mudblood.
You might bite me. Oh!
My neck, but.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, no.
This was just kind of sudden. Okay.
Movie fair.
Right. Right?
Hell yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Notice how as soon as the tit popped out, her face wasn't in the shot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Colin, you're ready for this movie has gone up.
I know, dude.
Look at the blocking of that
shot.
I'm
back in. I just when I thought I was out, I'm back in.
I am way back into this, yeah.
Okay.
I never thought I'd have sex with a vampire. It's kind of hot.
He's never going to kill a vampire ever again.
I'm sorry, Jesus. Oh, God.
Wait a minute. He's committing. Wait a minute. If a vampire is technically dead, that means he's committing necrophilia right now.
She's a mudblood, bro.
Half dead.
Well, that is actually, you know what? She is half vampire, so she's only half dead. She's only a little dead, but she's still good.
He's like, she's okay, guys. She's really, she's fine. We have to eat.
Michael Madsen, you need to eat if you're going to be drinking all day.
Yeah, for real. Here, have this potato. He's just over there, just like.
Oh, they and he's thinking know. This out. Everyone knows.
And he's thinking, like, well, potatoes. Well, vodka's made out of potatoes. I'll have some potatoes. But I don't know why Michael Madsen sounded like Russell Crowe then, but that's beside the point. Look at his hair.
They all know. They all know what happened.
All know.
Yeah.
Damn, her tits there look nicer. God damn. Oh, she's jealous. Can I get some too?
Like, hey, I saw all of that last night. That was quite a show.
That's my first sec. That was better than watching porn.
Yeah, she just did so happy right now.
She just did a bush. She went. Father.
You take off, you little fucker.
Dear father, I have to write out. Dear father, I have to write out Ben Kingsley's next cue cards for this movie, so I won't be able to visit this afternoon.
Oh, she's so jealous.
See, this is one thing I gotta give Michelle Rodriguez. Nobody else is attempting to try to do an accent, but she is.
Why does he look mentally challenged?
He's just looking like a statue in every scene. He's like literally just staring off the space. Oh, the scene's up. Oh, we're shooting? Okay, sorry.
Oh, he looks like fucking Thomas Jefferson.
Leave no human alive that crosses you. The promise of eternal life. Oh. Meanwhile, stock footage from earlier in the movie.
Yeah. Ching ting. Finally, we ready to fuck? Yeah.
Listen, we're gonna have a threesome now.
I'm disappointed by the lack of bowl
sword fighting.
I'm disappointed by the lack of bowl haircuts in this movie. There should be plenty of them, so we can connect this movie to the previous films we've done. No blood rain. Only I can be the lesbian around here. Lacking passion.
It's part of my plan. What the fuck?
They had no choreography.
My bitch boy.
They had no choreography whatsoever.
They're like, just fucking swing these fake swords around a little bit and
maybe do a
make
kick.
Make it look cool.
Yeah.
He's now a cursed enemy, the vampire. My loyalty's higher than mine. Look how dull they are on top, too. Look how disappointed.
They're obviously made
out
of plastic.
They're spray painted.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're spray painted. Killing the very thing he's become.
I guess they're training, though. Training swords.
Yeah.
You should pay more attention.
Keep your friends close. Enemies even closer. Vladimir told me. I should know. I stole that line from Blade 2. Better vampire film than
this movie takes a lot from Blade.
Oh, yeah.
But doesn't do it half as good.
Another ad! What the fuck, guys? Okay. We're at 59:28. I'll give Tubi this. They're playing plenty of ads, but Eliza are only showing like one or two each time.
See, they just got really, really popular now, so they have to add revenue. They have to revenue.
Exactly. Especially now that I got
this
the
one's probably
a QR code. A big one, like one of their big movies.
You know, there's a lot of guys watching this movie for a lot of reasons, all right?
Yes.
You know? You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah, we know what you're saying. It's about the wigs. You've got
the wigs are really interesting, man.
Speaking of wigs, here's Billy Zane with his wig. Oh, here you go, sir. Here's your next wig. And we're at 59:39. I assume you were expecting this message from Brimstone, from
Catherine. Throws this shit at him.
You know, Eldrick, what are you doing, Billy Zane? Reading a script for a better movie. It's just vampires, especially those that want to receive word from his own. This guy, like Bill Ben Kingsley henchman, looks like he's the lead singer of a new metal band.
Yeah. Fucking coal chamber over here.
Yeah.
Mudvayne.
Yes. But one of the shitty new metal bands. Spare Catherine, unseat Kagan, and join me in a double cross.
Unseat Kagan.
Only one wig will conquer them. That's all, the and homie. It's going to be mine. My daughter. You know, it's funny. He never struck me as a like I said, Billy Zane's daughter is Michelle Rodriguez, while Ben Kingsley's daughter is Rain.
Rain. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's where I got confused.
Although I gotta say that henchman's neck acting was amazing. He's like, "You should not travel with her. She's a danger to you." Oh, he's about at least an 8 here again. You're an important part. Okay, maybe a 9 because of the slurring.
Your work. Yeah, he's fucked.
It's essential. Yeah.
He's got to lean on the fucking shit.
Yeah, that's when you know if someone's really drunk.
If they have to... Bro, he's sweating. Feel secure.
I mean, there's fire everywhere, but yeah, he's probably wasted.
But look at her. She's all right. She's like, but he's yeah. got like under his eyes and everything, dude. He's like, oh, dude, come on now. My dad that kissed was... me like that. He's fucking drunk. Like,
oh, something tells me that he just did that in the moment. He did, that wasn't even in the script.
You know, yeah, he was just waiting. Let him give a little forehead kiss for no reason.
All right, gag. We're going to.
Oh, he's look at him. Look at him stagger.
All right, gag. We got to prepare for Beer Fest next year.
Yeah, now he's good. Stand he's kind of straight. He's kind of good now, man.
Michael Paré.
Ooh.
Marcy's disappointed she's not here because she loves Michael Paré. Eddie and the Cruisers, damn it. And Streets of Fire.
Good kind of place.
They're like holding hands. They're like boyfriend and girlfriend now.
Nothing official, okay?
Uh-oh. Yeah,
it's not Facebook official.
Oh, there's the bowl haircut there. We got our next. The trend still continues. Hell yeah.
Oh.
What are those?
Knowing Marcy, like, even though, yes, she's training out of Sarja at the moment, but I think if she knew we were doing an UVA bowl movie, she'd be like, yeah, peace out, guys. You're on your own.
Yeah, I think so, too. This is a good pick, though.
Yeah.
This liquor.
The guy who'll love this.
Here's some more beer for you, Michael Madsen.
The cooler. Oh, that's not a cooler.
Thank you.
This is still the fucking dull blades.
Oh, finally I can take a shit.
Quick, get the beer before Michael Madsen drinks it.
I know, full moon. You know vampires always come out on a full moon.
Oh, look, this guy's even drunker than me. Yay, we're gonna fight him.
You can't go back. There's too many. We came looking for you.
How did they find us?
I have dressings for his wounds.
Yeah, I have rubbing alcohol because I need a drink.
Dude, he's just drinking rubbing alcohol now.
Michael Madsen's character would be the type of person who'd be hiding alcohol everywhere. Like, even in places you wouldn't expect alcohol to be hidden.
It's like,
don't be surprised he hit a bottle like, in this dude's mullet.
In her cleavage. But of course.
Right.
Bargain for freedom. Or leave your children mothers. Just a couple shooters, you know?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh!
And I pull out my blade.
Oh, well, she made it easy. She just went, and then, glut. Should have just gone up like that.
No, what she should have did is, like, pulled it out super fast and, like, put it back in to where she couldn't see it like an anime moment, you know?
Yes.
Split her in fucking half, dude.
Oh, I blacked out. I drank some of Michael Madsen's alcohol.
The little jar labeled Happy Juice?
Is it just me, or does he look like fucking
Sean? Oh, he's passed out. He's waking up from he's just passed out.
He looks like Sean William Scott from Jane Silent Bob.
Oh, he does.
This whole time I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
He's the
Sean dirty sheep fucker.
Girls don't fart.
He's the Sean William Scott.
Those are beautiful creatures. I
will. Only skeevy stoners fart.
Yeah, it's I'm funny on this that he's like whole... sipping over her too. Just
wait. That would be a perfect movie for this show, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, if it ever pops up on Tubi.
It's on here.
Ooh.
Most Kevin Smith films are on Tubi now.
And here. Ooh. Ah. Ideas for future shows, Colin. This will protect
you. I already had it planned. We just do a whole view askew thing.
Yep.
Like a Patreon.
I'll pop on for one of them.
Dude. I want to do a marathon where we take one day and we watch and just marathon every single one and have different guests on different movies.
Yep. Look how small that
boat is. I'm trying to get Kevin. Every day I've been trying to get Kevin Smith to recognize me on Twitter to come do our 4-year anniversary show.
Yes. Kevin Smith, if you're listening to this podcast, do call the Trash Panda podcast guest on it for the anniversary. We
yeah, want to see. You have our shirt.
You have to, Kevin. You have to.
You have to.
Oh, no, they're all dead.
Dead because of you, Rain. It's all because of Rain, too. If you
literally everyone in this movie has died because of Rain.
Blood follows you everywhere you go, Rain.
Even the kid got shot. And he got shot by an arrow and had his throat slit.
Yeah, he got fucked up.
Well, you gotta be sure.
You do.
Fuck, you know.
Come on, guys, we're gonna get back to our band session.
Wow,
we're opening up for Limp Bizkit next week.
I kind of want to go see that show when it comes here, to be honest with you.
That guy's band is the opening Let's act go, to dude. The opening act of Limp Bizkit.
Down. Corey Feldman's gonna be there. It's gonna be so tight.
Oh, look at these plastic caves.
God, this has 3D to be printed God's caves. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
No, it's not.
Like we still have half an hour to go. This movie, even though it is over 90 minutes long, it feels like it goes on forever.
Nothing has happened. Oh my God, just people have died. Nothing. Lots of people have died. And no, like, that's about it.
And titties. That's it.
Oh, okay, something's down there. Well, yeah, there was that cool fuck scene.
Yeah.
That was a while ago, though. For all of us.
We sacrifice animals for survival. Oh shit. He's no different. I will kneel before no
one, nor will I sit here under Vladimir's command and await. Vladimir's command. I will not allow Kagan to take away.
So she was bad the whole time. She's a bad guy.
Yeah, she's working for Michelle Rodriguez. Yeah, she's working for Billy Zane because she wants her dad to be the head vampire. I think. I don't know. Okay. This plot is so convoluted.
Don't double cross them. Michael Madsen needs you. He's wasted.
Yeah, somebody needs to help him, like, sit up in all the shots.
Yeah.
Don't worry. That's why Blood Rain's here.
Yes.
She's going to go Les out.
Let's go for a swim.
You know what swimming means? More titty shots.
Oh.
Now cat fight. Underwater.
Oh, this is making
me Xerxes.
Oh, this is making him wet.
Damn her.
It's making me wet too. Oh no, not the dull knife. Get that taser.
It's like a kitchen knife too. What the fuck?
Go, go, go.
Spread butter. You're running out of air. Hurry up.
Come back. I want to star in the next Fast and Furious movie.
Your career is ruined after this, bitch.
Oh! She snapped. She snapped her neck and is now sucking her blood.
Now she's a vampire.
I mean, she was always a vampire, but she's now full-blown vampire.
Who?
Oh, yeah?
Michelle Rodriguez.
Right.
Oh.
No, she's like dead.
Yeah, she's dead. Broke her neck.
I think she got drained by rain.
Hmm.
Michael Madsen's falling off the horse and shit.
I'd like to be drained by rain too, you know?
Dude, me too.
I wonder if there's any vodka in that castle.
He's using the sword to stand up. I
am here for Kagan. Yeah, the whole movie he's been doing that.
Right, if you're in there for Kagan, can you make sure to get us a box of beer and also a couple of casks of wine?
Give it to me. And some Cheetos, I'm hungry. Let's go get tacos. Now take me to Kagan.
All in good time. You gotta listen to our band first before we can take you to your dad.
Yeah.
I told you we got this big show coming up and we gotta fucking rehearse.
You're gonna have to wait, bitch.
Why Durst is gonna be there?
Hey, Corey Feldman. Where is opening act? Where Corey Feldman's opening act?
Oh my God, Corey Feldman's opening act. You know they have to be bad.
I just find it hilarious that Corey Feldman is the opening act for Limp Bizkit.
This whole Limp Bizkit tour is insane. Like, you wouldn't even think about half the bands being on this Limp Bizkit tour.
Master.
It's just one of those days, man.
Yeah, well, you just don't want to wake up every day.
Yes. You brought me my next cue card in this box.
Yes, I needed wig glue.
So many wigs in this movie. Look, his cue cards are written on that stone.
Magic.
Alcohol is flammable. They have alcohol in there. Alcohol is flammable. They have some in there. Get it. Oh, you're here for rain?
Michael Madsen wasted a whole thing of whiskey.
Way Walmart security. I'm here for the booze.
That's why he's raiding all these castles and all that, because he just wants their booze.
Oh, come on. Come on, just a drink.
Hell yeah, because he tastes like alcohol.
And you, my dear, you will stay here until the ceremony.
I know nothing of a ceremony.
Bring him some water. Does the water have alcohol in it?
Is there whiskey in the water?
That could be a song, Whiskey in the Water.
Yes. It is good to know that you probably is. He probably sings it.
Yeah.
Turn this into a musical.
What do you think the ceremony is, man? It's the band fucking playing, dude.
Yeah, whiskey exactly. In the water.
Whiskey in the water. Slip, 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 slip.
Ancient vampire ritual created to protect the talismans in case they fall into the
wrong. Oh, he's about at least a 10 there.
Yeah, he's falling asleep.
The talisman.
You see, Rain, the legend of Rain, the legend of the vampires is. No, it was vodka.
You see this, the legend of the vampires. It's a funny story.
Oh, can that be your new character for the show, Drunk Michael Madsen? Just
drunk Michael Madsen. Yeah, that's fine. For a second. Any Michael Madsen movie that we watch, I'll have drunk Michael Madsen.
You know what? I'm gonna consider Michael Madsen for supporting actor for our Tubi Tuesday awards, just mainly on his drunk performance.
I will get another Michael Madsen movie on this
before. Yes, dude.
He's really been the talking point.
Yes, do this so he can be up for a Tubi Achievement Award. Unbind her
hands. That's right.
It is time for the ceremony.
And you have to wear this weird hat that I'm wearing.
I was about to make a weird hat joke.
Colin, you need that hat. You must look I think you have. You have to buy that hat, Colin. He probably got it from Hot Topic.
Just get it from Preachers R Us.
Even in absolute defeat, you're still not humble.
Convert, bitch!
What's up, Dad?
Hold still, daughter. I need to find out where they... Hold still, daughter. I need to find out where they've written the cue cards on you. If you
live... This won't take long.
Pretty soon we'll cut your hair and you have to wear a wig like mine.
So be it. Let us begin.
Fucking okay, so mud blood.
My companion is gone. I don't know what's become of him. Stand back.
He's meant to be like fooling these guards to open up the door for them. He's like, oh, my companion's gone. I don't know where he is.
What's become of him?
Oh, I'm drunk. I'm at least a 15 in this scene.
I'll fight you.
No, you can't take my Hot Topic clothes.
Bitch slapped.
You just got fucking rocked.
Oh, front slit.
Oh.
Even the camera like reflected how drunk he was.
Yes.
Did you see that? He fucking does stunt doubles. You could tell. It's so funny.
Shot through the head, but shot too.
Get out of the way. I'm trying to get some whiskey. Damn it, I lost my cue card.
Hold them.
the recipes are empty.
I don't know what my next lines are.
New metal sucks. Country rock forever.
Shut up, mullet.
Fuck yeah, you alternative.
It's cool.
It's grunge versus new metal. Oh, you full of red wine? I better drink from you.
Yeah, he's
Korn
thirsty,
is still awesome.
That's my girl. Put your hair out of that ponytail. Get it out of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're all here to rescue me. No, actually, we're here for a beer run.
Yeah, we're raiding their fridge.
Whoa.
Heads up.
Literally. But I'm dish.
Oh no, he's dead.
Backstabber.
Oh.
No, no.
Oh no.
This told you new battle was sick.
This is for raiding my liquor cabinet.
Oh. Wasted. He's not even bleeding, it's just whiskey coming out.
You made me bleed my own whiskey. Oh no! Mullet's dead too.
I told you.
No, no, Lincoln I gotta
Park
perform.
Isn't gay.
I'm trying to perform. Don't kill me. I got. No, I can't perform. This is the opening act for Corey Feldman tonight.
You and Corey Feldman.
Our demo comes out March 13th.
Ugh. Give it to me.
You will have to cut it from me.
So be it.
Ooh. Where do you get that baller ass Captain Hooks?
He literally is dressed up like Captain.
Bro, I've had this.
Captain Hook there.
Not skilled enough. Bitch, how do you think? Who do you think Captain Hook got his drip from?
Interfering with fate, but the talisman's joined.
Listen, I'm your dad. You'll never beat me.
And also, you got to accept your fate. You have to wear this wig too.
Slaughtered by the fearful, have you not always longed for freedom, Rain?
You condemned me the day you raped my mother. I will see.
We say cuddle in this castle, daughter.
Yeah, struggle coming.
I bet anybody, like, Ben Kingsley was, like, so slow with his sword fighting that they had to speed the film up. To make it look like
it's not Ben Kingsley. It's a stunt double. Look,
it clearly is. Tell.
Yeah, every shot is like either behind with the ponytail flapping or like not any head.
Oh no, he's like, I just need a drink. Just give me one last drink. Not Rain.
You shall bleed, Rain.
He's got a bottle out.
You're gonna bleed, Rain.
Good catch.
Oh, water. He's got whiskey. He's got my
weakness.
He's got my whiskey all over him.
I will find her.
Oh, no.
He was like,
you missed away. Oh, no. A little toothpick. Oh, no. Ah. CGI castle. CGI
Ben Kingsley.
I'm so drunk.
Oh,
I don't have to be in the movie anymore. Hooray.
I got my paycheck. I can leave now.
She's like, oh my god, my shoulder hurts.
He didn't even attempt to go for a heart. Even though that's where he was aiming for.
What about you?
No, mullet.
No.
No. No, I don't want to be turned into a vampire, no.
Please.
No, no, just touch it one more time. Just one more time before I die.
Also, give my mullet.
Just put your mouth on it.
Give my mullet a proper. Give my mullet a proper burial. He would rather be dead than become a vampire and bang her for the rest of eternity.
He's like, one fuck was good enough for me.
I mean, she's got too much baggage, guys. She's got way too much baggage.
Well, that is true.
He's a one-night stand.
Yep.
She's a fucking.
I get what he's trying to do. I get this. Like, oh, she's always gonna be alone. Like, she's the only one alive in all this. Like,
yep.
That would have been so much cooler if I cared about her at any way, shape, or form.
Yeah,
but I don't.
Exactly.
Well, all the characters I cared about just died.
Michael Madsen's sitting there thinking, I'm dying. All the whiskeys and bottles of beer I won't be able to drink. There better be whiskey in heaven.
Otherwise, send me to hell.
Oh, no, she's doing her Ben Kingsley impression.
Where's my cue card? Where's my cue card?
I will be like my dad and read off cue cards. I know, like, Rain, at least in the games, is meant to be a badass, but she's not really in this movie.
They didn't do anything. Oh,
everybody else was pretty much better. Yeah. Was this another flashback at the end?
I think so.
You have the circus. It's the circus.
Yeah, before she murdered everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, can we get a flashback of the whole movie?
Yeah. Cool. We have to watch this movie all over again.
At least this time it's like fast forward.
Yes.
Yeah, The Rock's little brother, the Pebble.
The Pebble.
Just killed like somebody. They killed like her entire family or something. Now, that's what it seems like.
If you fell asleep during the course of this movie, here's what you missed.
Yeah, yeah. Wake up.
Oh no, this is a preview of the sequel.
This isn't even in the sequel.
No. This is Revolutionary... all shit we've already seen, dude.
Yeah.
Is it? Or am I that high?
This was all at the beginning. Yeah, she murdered all these people at the beginning. Yeah. And here's like the weird...
I remember this. Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Yeah.
Wait, was she even in that scene, though? Like, with the people?
Oh!
Yeah, so that doesn't make sense.
No, this is new.
I'm already dead enough!
I mean, yeah,
did happen. Yeah.
Here are the highlights of all the gory scenes from this movie.
Doing scenes cut from the original film, too. Like, there's other scenes that part.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like I think there's also cut scenes that they're throwing in there, which is pretty cool.
So much blood. I think we might have to put this up Bloodiest Movie Award as well.
Maybe. Yeah.
Worst I mean, it is called too. Blood Rain.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, Teeth doesn't have, like, that much blood in it, though.
Hmm.
But it has, like, one of the funniest scenes ever.
Oh my god.
I mean, drops
it's still going! When
drop the dong.
It's like literally replaying this movie.
Yeah, how did he be? Did he have extra life?
Yeah, she's still just sitting there thinking, I think.
Mm.
He I think she's like fantasizing.
Blood. Yeah. This is bizarre.
Yeah,
this
she's whole sitting there like, yeah.
Here, have some blood.
Yeah, it really should have just ended with her like. Her
sitting there. That's the thing. I always remember the film just ending that way when I first saw it, so I don't know what all this extra shit is all about.
Okay, I know what's up. Because they were going to have a sequel, right? So they have to plan for the sequel. That was all a dream, probably, from the looks of it.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think they're just trying to drill in how cool she is. She's cool. She drinks blood. She fucks. She kills.
She's got a mustache. She's got a blood mustache.
See, look at that. She got a little smile now. Okay. She's like, yeah, I like being bad.
And I'm gonna go fuck up.
I'm not gonna sit here like my dad.
I'm gonna go fuck up Billy the Kid because he's the villain in my next movie, and then after that, Nazis.
And then Les out.
And I'm not even joking, Billy the Kid is literally the villain in the sequel.
I'm telling you, number two is going to be my pick. I'm gonna watch it.
You say that, but it's I'll even more boring. This one.
Oh, it is. Yeah, no. Fuck.
Go for the go for the third one that has Clint Howard in it. And coming up next, well, Blood Rain 2. Oh,
a movie. That was certainly a movie.
They just showed an ad literally as the credits are about to roll. Good old Tubi, never change. Yeah. Never change, Tubi. Never change.
Never
change.
Never ever.
So, have you experienced what? Yeah. Although they're wrecking man,
I am.
They're now wrecking man. I feel like man. I feel like a woman.
How much money do you think that they're paying Shania Twain for that? Or is that just a parody?
Well, it's a parody, so it would be... Oh, well, coming up next, Blood Rain 2, Blood Rain 3, High Moon, Vampire Nation, and Wolfsbane. The Third Reich. Yep, those are coming up next. Oh, yeah. Oh,
is the Tiniest Reich up here?
But yes, that was Blood Rain, Uwe. You know what? We should have gone for the third one since it is a series and we always like to start off with the sequels. But, you know, given that this one has more of a reputation, let's just go straight into the sequel. But anyways, though, but yes, that was Blood Rain, my pick for the show this week. And thanks, Colin, for being an awesome co-host as per usual.
Fuck yeah. This is awesome. I loved this.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
I was gonna say thank you, Nate, for coming on the show.
Second time.
Well, Nate, you're always welcome. Well, anytime.
Fun, but God.
Yeah, well, Nate, you're always welcome anytime to come back on. So
awesome. Well, we'll definitely see. I don't know if I'll watch another Blood Rain. That was
we'll find something better. We'll find something better.
Hey, don't get me wrong. There were some highlights. There were some real good highlights, like the lesbian scene, the sex scene. There was some real good shit. And there's everything else.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. But Colin.
3 out of 10.
3 out of 10. Yes. But Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
People can find me at trashpandapodcast.com. That's it.
Nice.
Every week.
Damn straight. And Nate,
plug Rooney.
Yeah, well, plug some stuff, Nate, if Nathan you got stuff to plug.
Nathan does a podcast, YouTube, just released the third episode today, as a matter of fact. And it's a good one, the true crime episode. So give it a listen, give it a like, subscribe.
I'm excited. I'm going to listen to it. I'm on a true crime kick right now, bro. If you ever want to talk true crime again, come bring me on again. I loved that. I got you.
So much fun. Yeah. Colin was the first guest. He was the episode one first guest about wrestling. So if you like Colin, nice. You'll love that one.
Nice.
Thank you.
I'll definitely give that a listen as well. And if people want to find all things To Be Tuesday's podcast, you can find them on at supermasty.com and as well as all podcast streamers everywhere via either the To Be Tuesday podcast feed or the Super Network podcast feed. You can also find all things the To Be Tuesdays podcast on social media under the Super Network on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Facebook. And for me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Blue Sky and Letterboxd under B. Jermaine. You can find all my work over at supermasty.com. And also you can listen to all my solo podcasts, Beat vs. the Living Dead and its spinoff podcast, Beat and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Beat vs. the Living Dead podcast feed. So, yep, that is a wrap for this episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. We hope you all enjoyed it. And come back next week for Colin's pick.
Oh, wait, it's my pick? I thought it was Batch's pick next week.
No. Batch's was last week, so it's your pick next week, Colin.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to pick something. This is going to be...
Yeah, well, also, you're due for...
any Tubi?
Yeah, you can pick anything. And also, you are due for a double feature episode, so you can either do just a single movie or two smaller films as well.
All right, I'm going to have to look, because I have a whole week now. I'm going to have to look, so...
Yes.
Let's go. This is going to be crucial.
Definitely. So stay tuned for that, everyone, and we'll see you all next Tuesday. See you, everyone. Bye.
A father. She could mean the end, the beginning of the world as we know it.
A prophet.
They have been talking for years that Caden was in search of a prodigious child.
Where is she?
A young hero.
What makes us think that you won't attack?
A guardian. A land ruled by evil. A secret society of Avengers.
This is the headquarters of the Brimstone Society.
Physical strength means nothing.
I do not intend to stop fighting for a second.
Will the world be ruled by light or darkness?
Prepare to witness the beginning of the new era.
Blood Rain.